Can you hear me well, Gary?
I can hear you perfectly, buddy.
Awesome. Okay. Because I'm using speakers
from now. So I've got to ask, you know, with the comic book, did your previous novel influence any of your looking at kind of old history and connections or anything like that? Like when you were doing the Ancient Explorers, did that ever come into play while coming up with some of the ideas that are shown in the comic series?
Not really. This is a story, the Unearthians. It was a story that I was tell for a long time, that I had it on my mind. And because I have so many stories I wrote as a screenplay and others as a comic, but this is my first actually produced comic, sci-fi. I don't like to mix them. Sometimes they have a little bit of influence, I guess, but not really. This is a story I wanted to tell for a long time.
So with that being said, was it Mateo and Carter, did either one of their characters pop out first, or was it the idea of aliens coming and taking people? I mean, where did this comic start from?
Okay, did you, quick question, did you read the first issue?
I did.
Okay, so it doesn't matter if I spoil it for you, because some people don't like me to spoil it. But the whole idea happened because I love aliens, and I love vampire stories. I love all this occult and aliens and sci-fi, superhero. I love that genre. So basically, the story always comes because I always read about abductions by aliens on humans. And it feels like always the humans is the, like the aliens are the predator and the humans are the low level being, to put it that way. And I always think, what about if the aliens abduct somebody, but instead of abducting regular human, they abduct or a vampire or something, or somebody that has superpowers. What would they do? You know, the whole balance is going to inverse right away. And I had that love line on my mind, and that's how the kind of the story of the Unearthians happened. What would happen if aliens abduct two humans, but they're not humans, they're vampires? What mayhem is going to happen there? And then the idea kept growing in the sense of, okay, now the vampires are there, they're more powerful than the aliens. So what happened if they drink the aliens' blood? Do they gonna, you know, what's gonna happen to them? Because it's not human blood, as we know, as regular, how you call it, mythology of vampirism. So I came with the idea: if they drink the vampire, the aliens' blood, they're gonna acquire their powers. And depends on the type of alien, they will acquire different type of powers, and that's gonna happen in the whole 12 issues. And by the end, they're going to be super powerful.
So I've got to ask, you've now told us about what happens when they get onto the spaceship, but I love the jump back into how they became vampires. Tell me a bit about how much fun it was to dive into Dracula's world, even. And, I mean, you get to go kind of in-depth with this vampire story.
That was one of the funnest parts to write of all my stories I had in my mind, because I was able to play with the time frame. To start with, I wanted them to know each other from the 1920s. So I don't know if you noticed it, that the colors, the sepia colors and the clothing on those first six pages is 1920s. Then we go to the 1950s and we play with the colors and we play with the clothes, and we even put Elvis Presley frame in one of the panels just to show people that was in the 1950s, because we didn't want to tell the actual era by date. So people didn't know something was weird if it's the 1920s, present time is 100 years. So I keep growing, the story keep growing, and I had the idea of mixing Dracula stories. They give a new beginning of it, and it came like, okay, so Alicia is the good vampire, but needs to be so powerful, it needs to come from Dracula itself. But Dracula wasn't a good vampire. So I start mixing those elements, and how Alicia fought Dracula being the bad guy, Alicia being the good guy, and how Alicia basically, with aims, killed Dracula, and they are the most powerful vampires in the world. It was a lot of fun, and you have no idea what I have. Hopefully the series continues after the 12, because I have this idea, get them, the you know, Matthew and Karen to space, because I want to, you know, just spoiler for you only, I have already in my mind where vampires come from, and it's come from out there, from space. It's really interesting, but let's see how these first 12 issues, you know, develop, and then we'll go from there. It's a bit pricey doing the really books, but it was a lot of fun. I'm telling you, mixing these two genres, going to the Dracula story and all that stuff, and putting on the panels, how you call it, putting those specificities on the clothing and the Romania, and all, it was a lot of fun writing that part.
Tell me about working with your team on this, Mauricio Alvarez and Estrada did the color. Tell me about working with those guys in capturing what was in your mind.
Mauricio and Edwin, and HD is the letter, but especially Mauricio and Edwin, they did much better than I envisioned. And Mauricio is a comic book artist in Mexico, he's from Mexico, that he had a lot of experience in Mexican comic book, but he also is, he does for movies, storyboards for movie. So when I wrote the pages and the vision that I have for each page and each panel, Mauricio mostly follow everything, but some of the pages and some of the art, I told him, do what you think is best. And he twists some of the panels, he eliminates some panels, he added, and what he did for me, it was just amazing. Because when I see, and with the colors that Edwin gives to the pages and the art, most of the time was much better than what I put on the page, to be honest. And it was fluid. We did every single issue. We finished the 12. Every single issue was 6 weeks. It was like boom, boom, boom. When they came back, we did revisions, maybe one or two at the most, very minimal things. But in regard of the art, he always was on point. It was an amazing experience working with him. And this was my first comic, so I'm already spoiled working with such a great artist.
You know, I was blown away by how fluid and vivid the violence is, especially when they start attacking the aliens. I love, like, when they shred them up and there's only, you know, alien arm here, alien arm there. Can you talk a bit about how much fun it is to create that violent element? I think it's a great part of the comics. It's jarring, but it's beautifully drawn.
Yes. One of the things when I talk to Mauricio and Edwin is, especially on from the issue number 2, and we're going to see a little bit of violence in regard of the fights and the aliens, I wanted to create as most realistic was in regard of the vicious attack by vampires. If they're threatened, they're super powerful, and for example, the gray aliens, they're very weak. So if they punch an alien, they will not punch it. They're going to go through it, like, you know, like Superman powerful. So I talked to them, and I wanted to be graphic, but at the same time, I wanted to be PG-13, the comic, for teens. So that's why it's graphic, but because you wouldn't see too much blood except one of the panels when they become vampire, before becoming vampire. Most of the blood are color. The gray alien has green colors, the white alien will have white blood, and the blue one will have blue color. So that minimizes a little bit without taking the graphic content of the actual vicious blows when Mateo and Carter give to the aliens.
Speaking of it being for, I know it's not just for teens, but having to want to cater towards a slightly younger audience, did you keep your characters slightly younger? Because I could see these guys, you know, being even older if you wanted to.
Yeah, we were working on that, and I told them to do, and I don't want to say ambiguous, but the characters can look on the 20s, but it can look also in the late 30s.
Mm.
And I could go even 40s easily with these characters. But because they become vampires in their 30s, that's why I keep them as the actual age of these vampires between 33 to 35.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's some vampires that they look younger, but they should be on their 30s, 33, 35. That was the age point, but I told them, let's play, you know. So it's more reliable for like young adults as well, and then older adults on their 40s. So that was what was the idea, not to make it too older, but it was important for me to maintain that consistency with the age through the whole story. And from the 1920s that we start the story until the 1950s that they become vampires, and then from there have the same age and doesn't age because they're vampires.
Can you tell me a bit about the fact that there are multiple versions of aliens? There is a hierarchy.
Yeah, I wanted always to play with aliens. I'm a big reader of Aliens magazine and Ancient Aliens and whatever Aliens is. I always wanted, love to read stuff like that. So when I started to create Aliens, I wanted to get too crazy with the aliens, making like weird aliens from the get-go. I wanted to create aliens that people know at the beginning, like gray aliens. So it's a little bit more relatable and more like, oh, how can I say it? I don't want to say real because we don't know if alien exists, but real in the sense that everybody knows the gray aliens. And then we're going to expand as we go further. We're going to expand with the whites that people know, blue aliens, and then commander alien, and then other. We're going to see a lot of other races in between on issues 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. But I started with the main ones, the gray aliens, so it's a little bit more relatable. And it was fun to create it. Mauricio put a lot of his art, too, on the one that I just play with the alien, whatever you want to do. And he just create whatever alien he wanted, especially on the big ass. We have, like, some panel with a big assemble of aliens in the issues, further issues, and he played with them, and it just looks beautiful. And the monster aliens, I was blown away. I think we sent you guys one of the fight between a character and one of the alien with horns.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing, Carter and Mateo join forces with Naurax, a character, and Flex, and they become a team. We're going to see that eventually in further episodes. This story will end as Guardians of the Galaxy or Suicide Squad type of heroic group, if you want to call it, alien and vampires together.
Oh, very cool. I would love to. I know you only have the 12 issues, so I don't want to have you give away any of your secrets that are coming out. But as part of that, these aliens have visited so many different civilizations. I thought of movies like Prometheus or different movies that showcase aliens affecting all the different places, maybe in the universe. This is a very expansive story you have in your mind.
Yes, I want to expand this so much, and a lot of people criticize me because and it's true in a sense, because it's my first comic book, they want me to do like a 6-issue comic book series. But these 12 issues is only the beginning of the story that I want to create, and I was not able to put everything in 6 issues. There's too many things that I want to set up. So these 12 issues is the setup of what I want to create, because on issue number 13 and on, I want to take Mateo and Carter to Naurax. You will know Naurax. One of the good aliens planet. And I start exploring. Flex is from another dimension. A crater is from another planet. I'm getting out of space and see how, I don't want to tell too much, just for you, how this DNA that creates vampire here is affecting other worlds. And I have all that visions around that. I want to really create this whole universe of them, of the Unertian, basically. The Unertian is the group that eventually will keep expanding.
So to jump back in just to the two characters, Mateo and Carter, tell me a bit about creating them. Is there any influence on anyone you know? I mean, and also, the races that you went with. I love that it's two mixed guys who are different, and yet they are brothers.
Yeah. I wanted to. I'm Latino myself. I'm from Puerto Rico. So Mateo has a little bit of influence on me on that sense. The character is nothing like me in the sense. I mean, I'm out there. I wanted to create different personalities in Mateo and Carter. Mateo was more outgoing, free will, just go for it, a little bit of careless. And Carter is more uptight, he wants to do the right thing, and he just follow more the rules. And we're going to explore those personalities since the beginning all the way until number 12. Even though they grew up together in the orphanage, we can see the different personalities. And I wanted to make Mateo Latino and Carter a white guy from the U.S. because of what's happening, you know, with all this migrant and sometimes the way we see or the way the media or some people see immigrants in the U.S. across the world, basically. So I wanted to play with that in the sense of we're the same, we're brothers, because Mateo and Carter, basically, they're brothers. Well, now they're brothers from blood because they are from Malicio. But they become brothers and they love each other as friends. And I wanted to create that dynamic between them, no matter their race, a color of the skin, you know, we all want the same. And in their case, they wanted to be happy. They wanted to be successful, accomplished, and all that, you know, that things that as humans, we always crave for, although they have different personalities. So it was always on my mind to create that different personalities and that different race, but with the same goal as a unit, as one.
So I've got to ask, we're only a couple of weeks before the release and before July 17th, when you get to actually start signing autographs and have people, you know, get this in person with you.
I wish.
What's going through your mind? How exciting is this for you?
You don't imagine how excited I am. I can't wait till these boxes start arriving and just unpack the first comic book. I'm a huge comic book geek. I love comic books since I'm a kid. And this story is being developed for 2 years since the first pencil. And it's been so hard to get it out of the ground, mostly because of economics. You know, making a comic book is not easy. So I got a friend of mine investing half of the money. The other half, I got into credit cards, and I didn't care. knowing that the comic business is hard. It's a huge risk, but I will do it again. I can't wait to sit on July 17 at Golden Apple Comics. It's going to be the release event, and just sign my first comic and have it on my hand. I will be so proud of everybody involved and of the time and the work, because I'm proud of the comic book. It looks very professional. Nothing that DC or Marvel can, you know, we can envy them, because we have a really, really good product and the art is just so beautiful.
So I've got to ask, since you did say you're a comic book, you know, aficionado, but also I know you've been in movies and you're also a writer. I'd love to know, you know, what are some of the inspirations for you, comics, movies, books that have impacted you in your journey?
Most of them, there's three characters that inspire me all my life. And that's, you will see that on my writing, and you will see that on my scripts. And I have a movie coming up, you'll see that stuff, and in this comic book, you'll see it. And there's two real characters, Michael Jordan and Bruce Lee, and fictional character is Superman. So I always combine, for example, Superman is my favorite superhero, because it's not for his superpowers that I love. I love super powerful heroes, but it's his honest persona and his code, his moral code that he never breaks, but at the same time he's strong and powerful. The same time, I don't know Michael Jordan, and I never knew Bruce Lee, but what are the legend that they, you know, they created is the same thing. It's this ethic of work and work hard and being powerful, but at the same time not cheaters. So those character of personalities I always have it on my story, some way or another, especially sci-fi. Movies like Superman 1980s, movies like Avengers now, Endgames, this character that go through all this arc and being at the end the heroes that we want them to be. Batman, my favorite movie, believe it or not, is Forrest Gump. it's the story, the history of the U.S. through these eyes of a naive, good guy as Forrest, but at the same time, he's stronger than anybody else, even in his naiveness to survive and to outcome all of that stuff. So I like the combination of stories of power and at the same time, good or honest. And that's what I like, all those two characters and all those movies. E.T., my influence on my life is E.T. All Steven Spielberg movies like Jurassic Park, what else? Indiana Jones, The Goonies, superheroes, all superhero movies mostly I like. Trying to think about more superhero movies. I don't know if you remember those movies, they're not superheroes, but Labyrinth or The Dark Crystal.
Definitely.
It's a big
with David Bowie.
Yes, Labyrinth. The Never Ending Stories. Which one? One of the Peter Jackson movies. I forgot the name.
Oh, Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings, my God, that's one of my favorite movies. The last one was amazing. Those movies of redemption, coming from nowhere, and redemption and honor and power, I just love that. And you'll see all that on the movies, and you'll see that on this comic. One thing I want to add, like, even this comic, like, is graphic, is heroes and vampires and aliens. There's a lot of human moments. I don't know, you probably saw it when Mateo was dying and Carter giving his blood. Alicia, even, I put Alicia crying. My friend wanted to take that tear from Alicia when Mateo and Carter was leaving. I said, no, leave the tear, vampires cry too. So, you see that human part of it. So I always love that because, I don't know, I think we need stuff nowadays. The world is getting crazier and a lot of cynical and violence and, you know, too much hate for any little thing.
Well, Omar, I know I was really blown away by what I saw. I loved the moment they turned into vampires. I was like, oh, yes, this is going to be awesome. and I loved the historical part. I can't wait to see what happens through these 12. But I do hope, like you, that we get to expand it. I think your idea of an expanded universe sounds fascinating. So thanks for the time. And Omar, I hope this goes well.
No, man, I appreciate it. Thank you, because people like you with comic like this, so independent, like nobody, you know, it's hard to get it out there. You guys help us a lot to get the word out there, so I appreciate your time and your, you know, the thing that you're doing for comics and for my work.
Awesome. Omar, you have a wonderful time, and enjoy the 17th, buddy.
Yes, sir. Thanks.